after reaching his intended conclusion, deflating their arrogance and saying, "Hasn't God made the wisdom of this world foolish?" He also gives the reason for why things are the way they are. For in the wisdom of God, he says, the world through its wisdom didn't recognize God. Hence the cross was revealed. Now what does "in the wisdom of God" signifies? The wisdom reflected in those works through which he intended to reveal himself. For he created them and made them as they are so that through the visible things admiration for the Creator could be learned. Is the heaven immense and the earth limitless? Marvel then at him who made them. For this immense heaven was not only made by him, but was made effortlessly. Similarly, the infinite earth came into existence as if it was non-existent. That's why he said about the former, "The works of your hands are the heavens," and about the earth, "Who has made the earth as if it were nothing." Since the world, through its wisdom, didn't want to discover God, he used what seemed foolish, that is, the gospel, to persuade people through faith and not reasoning. It follows then that where there's God's wisdom, man's wisdom is no longer needed. Before, through human wisdom, we inferred that he who created the world like this and so great must indeed have extraordinary, indescribable power, and we understood him this way. But now we need neither reasoning nor wisdom, only faith. To believe in him who was crucified and buried, to confidently believe that this same person resurrected and ascended, doesn't require wisdom or reasoning, but faith. The apostles themselves didn't enter through wisdom, but faith, and exceeded the wisdom and loftiness of the pagans. And this is far greater, as it is less to raise questions than to accept God's mystery through faith, surpassing all human understanding.